You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. A very good morning, boys and girls, and what do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW, of course we do. Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday morning, boys and girls. Wednesday, it is the 28th of June, and let me see. We've got, I tell you what, I can do, I've got a couple here, I can do one. If you are a dog owner, you probably have heard of the name Crufts. Well, Charles Alfred Cruft, he was born on this day, back in the year 1852. He was a British showman who founded the Crufts Dog Show. He ran his first Crufts Dog Show in 1891 and continued to run a further 45 shows until his death in 1938, as well as running two cat shows as well, and that was in 1894 and 1895.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Power can't hold you tight, and the lead out of the night. How do you stop?
just love that song. How Do You Stop? It's a song written by Dan Hartman, Charlie Midnight, recorded there by James Brown. In fact, it appeared on his 1986 album Gravity and was released as a single, which charted at number 10. That was on the US R&B chart. And Brown also performed the song on his 1989 album Soul Session Live. Also covered, by the way, it was covered at one time by Joni Mitchell. How Do You Stop? That was on her 1994 album, which was called Turbulent Indigo, in a version featuring vocals by Seals. That one we just played, that's 4 minutes and 53 seconds, because that's the album version. The single was smaller to 3:59. I tell you what, 4:53. Worth every single second of it. For 8 minutes right now, after the hour of 7 o'clock. Hold tight, I'm going to be with you right through until 10 this morning.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
Go. What else do you put in your coffee in the morning? Cream there. Prince and the new power generation. Cream is what it's called. And we're just a few seconds right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So we're going to do this. We're going to get you in the shower on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Just joined us, WTW. Very good Wednesday morning to you. And I tell you what, Whitney Houston's in the shower this morning. I'm your baby tonight.
Making me feel I can do anything for you, baby.
we go. Yes, Whitney Houston in the shower this morning. And I'm your baby tonight. Well, off you get. Come on. Chop, chop. Don't stay in there too long. You come out looking like a prune. Right, I'm your baby tonight, say Whitney Houston, off of her third studio album, and that had the same name. Written and produced by L.A. Reid together with Babyface. In Australia and most European countries, it was released as the album's lead single. That was on the 28th of September in 1990. In the United States, the release date was October the 2nd, following the release of her second studio album, Whitney. That was in 1987. Whitney Houston became the first woman ever to debut atop the Billboard Top 200. Despite this, critics deemed it safe and formulaic. Additionally, she was booed, by the way, at the 1989 Soul Train Music Awards and accused of being not, wait for it, accused of not being black enough. Houston decided she needed to change her sound if she wanted to recapture black audiences. Okay, that seems a bit weird. What do you think? Rembrandts, it's just the way it is, baby. Live with it. Keep an eye on the time. We're making our way up to 22 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Baby, baby, baby.
Rembrandt and Just the Way It Is, Baby. Right, let's take a look and see who else we have that has a birthday today. It is the 28th of June. Let's see what we got. We spoke about Charles Alfred Croft. How about John Dillinger? He was born on this day. The year was 1902. He was an American bank robber during the early 1930s. He was considered to be a dangerous criminal who was involved in the deaths of several police officers, robbed at least 24 banks and 4 police stations, escaped from jail twice, and was idolized by some as a modern-day Robin Hood. Modern-day. In those days, I guess so. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Captain Hollywood's Project. Go. It's called More and More, and said that was Captain Hollywood Project. Good bit of 1970s disco there. Right, it is time on the breakfast show for us to, well, we're making our way. We're just sort of almost exactly half past the hour of 7 o'clock. So let's do this, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination. and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check. Better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with whole synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're almost exactly 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a quick little rummage and we'll see what's happening in the rest of the world. I don't think we really want to know. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said that he persuaded Russian President Vladimir Putin not to, quote, wipe out mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin in response to what the Kremlin cast as a mutiny that pushed Russia towards civil war. Putin initially vowed to crush the mutiny, comparing it to the wartime turmoil that ushered in the revolution of 1917 and then a civil war. But hours later, a deal was clinched to allow Prigozhin and some of his fighters to go to Belarus. Eastern European NATO countries on Tuesday warned that a move of Wagner's Russian mercenary troops to Belarus would create greater regional instability. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance is ready to defend itself against any threat. If Wagner deploys its serial killers in Belarus, all neighboring countries face even bigger danger of instability. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda said after a meeting in The Hague with Stoltenberg and government leaders from six other NATO allies. As Russia's invasion enters its 17th month, the Ukrainian forces say that Moscow is ramping up its use of low-cost suicide drones that are capable of destroying equipment many times their value and not easy to defend against. The Lancet drone, an angular grey tube with two sets of four wings, has been an increasing threat on Ukraine's front lines in recent months, according to Ukrainian soldiers. Protesters armed with fireworks clashed with riot police in Paris, a Paris suburb overnight after a 17-year-old man was shot dead by police during a traffic stop and prosecutors opened a homicide investigation. 31 people were arrested in the clashes in which 40 cars were burned, mostly in Nanterre, the Paris suburb where the victim was from. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said on Wednesday. Paris Police Chief Lauren Nunez told BFM TV that this act raises questions for me and that the justice system would decide whether or not it was appropriate. British-born actor Julian Sands, best known for his role in the Oscar-celebrated film A Room with a View, was confirmed dead on Tuesday. This is 5 months after he went missing while out for a hike in snow-covered mountains of South California. He was 65 years of age. Mostly skeletal human remains discovered by hikers on the 25th of June in the vicinity where Sands had vanished were positively identified by the San Bernardino County coroner as belonging to the actor, the county sheriff's department said. The manner of his death remained under investigation, awaiting further test results, the department said in a statement. UBS Group is looking to cut more than half of Credit Suisse's workforce from next month as a result of the bank's takeover, according to Bloomberg News on Tuesday. Bankers, traders, support staff in Credit Suisse's investment bank in London, New York, and in some parts of Asia are expected to bear the brunt, with almost all activities at risk, said the report. Now, Alphabet owned Google on Tuesday said that it is cutting jobs at mapping app Waze. Yes, they are. How many of you knew that Google also had Waze? As it merges the app's advertising system with Google Ads technology without giving details on the number of layoffs. In order to create a better, more seamless long-term experience for Waze advertisers, we've begun transitioning Waze's existing advertising system to Google Ads technology. As part of this update, we've reduced those roles focused on Waze ads. Monetization. This is what Google is saying, with which acquired Waze, by the way. They paid about $1.3 billion for Waze, and that was in 2013. Bankruptcy judge on Tuesday over Stock.com's, approved over Stock.com's $21.5 million purchase of Bed Bath & Beyond brand name, intellectual property and e-commerce platform. European shares, they climbed on Wednesday as surprisingly upbeat US economic news eased global growth concerns, while the embattled yen hit a 15-year low against the euro and Japan hinted at intervention to prevent further losses. Across the Atlantic, the US economy continues to show resilience in face of a tighter monetary conditions. A broader bullish sentiment helped the MSCI's broadest index of global shares tick up 0.2%. at 8:45 GMT today. US money market futures now imply around about a 77% chance of a hike to 5.25 to 5.5%, and slightly more risk of a further move to 5.5 to 5.75%, which nudged short-term treasury yields higher. Oil prices edged up after data showed a larger-than-expected draw in U.S. crude and gasoline inventories, but they remained comfortably close to lows for the year so far. Brent dropped about a dollar, and this was after earlier heights to $71.92 a barrel, while U.S. crude, WTI crude, that fell 0.5%, cents. To $67.33. Anyway, that's it. There's a look. There's some of those things in the international news for you this morning, and some business news as well. Exactly 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Don't forget, top of the hour, we will be looking at some of the local news for you.
When you're in danger. show. It's not what's intended. These words just come out with no plot to bear.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me.
When in Rome and the promise there. Time is 17 minutes before the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Dr. Computer, that's tomorrow. Today is Andreas, isn't it? In the next hour, Andreas will be joining us. Going to be talking about what he's seen at the movies this week. Elemental, apparently, is the movie here, starring Leith Lewis and Mamoudou Athey. All right, so we'll be talking about that. Also, I'm going to be talking about a little bit of a series that I've been watching, which, funnily enough, I've sort of stuck with it, because I think it's one of those series you sort of start and think, oh, I don't think I'm going to be coping with this for too long. But on the contrary, it turned out extremely well. So anyway, Andreas coming to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, be checking in with Yasmin a bit later on as well, see how her week is going so far. Yeah, we're midweek. A couple of good mornings. Very good morning to Mary Lou, with us bright and early this morning. And also to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. She's dropped us a quick little line this morning. And she says, quick good morning and a happy Wednesday. We're off to on a mad dash to tour the kids around to all the sites. Have a great day. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Going off to see all the sites over there in Athens in Greece. Right, now, back to birthdays. Who else has got a birthday today? Here's one for you. We're going to go all the way back to the year 1491. Yeah, 1491. Who was born on this day? It was King Henry VIII. He was born on this day, 1491, of course, King of England from the 21st of April in 1509 until his death. He was also Lord of Ireland, later King of Ireland, and claimant to the Kingdom of France. Henry was the second monarch of the House of Tudor, succeeding his father, Henry VII. He had six wives. Yes, some of us think one's enough. Two of whom he had beheaded. He has become a cultural icon, with many books, films, plays, and television series based around him and his wife. So they are Henry VIII.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry VIII, I am. Second verse, same as the first.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. enter in the eighth I am.
The kind of thing we used to listen to back in the day, you know. Yes, a bit sad, really, isn't it? There we are, Herman's Hermits, and I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. Going back to around about the same era, we got Billy J. Kramer. Do you want to know a secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen. Want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, 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 closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear.
There we go, yes, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. Do you want to know a secret? By the way, don't forget to pop out Wednesdays. Enjoy gossip nights. Gossip date. This is with your friends at Smoking Bros. Barbecue Taste and Flow. This is located in Tumbamuerto, City Plaza Dorado. Make the most out. They got 2-4-1 sangrias and gins. All right, so don't miss out on their gossip nights. 2-for-1 deal. Follow them on Instagram at Smoking Bros Panama. Got that? Instagram, Smoking Bros Panama. Thank you. Madonna off of her sixth studio album called Bedtime Stories. That was released at the album at any rate in 1994. It was released that was the second single from the track, and that was December the 6th in 1994 when that was released by Maverick Records. It's a sort of what, mid-tempo pop ballad written and produced by Madonna together with Babyface. And those vocals, the backing vocals there, well, that's the man himself. That's Babyface. This is Ellie Goulding. Remember this one? It's called Lights.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now. The dark is too hard to beat. And I'm not keeping now the strength I need to push.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñao, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high-quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Cableonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
What can I do?
Show with Jerry D.
There's no need to laugh. This is Sugarland on The Breakfast Show. This is called Bigger.
People walking around like the world's about to end. And if you're asking me, man, I would agree. These days we all feel small, my friend. It's getting hotter and hotter to hold our heads up high. Baby, let's circle the wagons, show all the dragons. They don't own the sky, we know how to fly. Gravity can't hold us down, we're moving at the speed of sound. Past the point from here on out, there's no.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Can you hear that sound? That's a clackalacka. Yep, that is a clackalacka bird. And yesterday we had the attack of the clackalacka bird. Yeah, I think one of those little baby chicks fell out of its nest, and so the clackalacka birds were dive-bombing at the birds, or at the cats. Dog, cats. At the cats. Yeah, and then scaring the kitty cats around, and then finally we found one of the black ones had a baby, and we tried to catch it, but it was too late. So we had a little ceremony later in the day and had some sad happens. But those clackalackas, woo, yeah. That's life out here in the jungle, out in the countryside. Poor clackalacka bird. I feel terrible about losing a little baby, but we have a yard full of cats. Don't build your nest in this yard. Go build your nest somewhere else, you silly goose. And those are not small birds. These are big birds. Oh, man. Once you've seen a clackalacka, you know it, and you can definitely hear it. That one is still angry about what happened. I'm sure that he or she is going to say nasty things to all these kitty cats all day long after we head out of here. Yep, we're heading into the city. The cook and I and Chelsea are making our way in to see the Aussie. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Yeah, he's doing all right in the city. He's actually surviving and doing pretty well. Kitty cat's getting ready. What, are you going to go outside now? Yeah, clackalacka's making lots of noise. You want to go play with the clackalacka? I think I just part of the fun is saying the name clackalacka. Yeah, that's what I think. Okay, here you go. Cat's outside. Everybody's outside, including the dog. And the cook and I are getting ready to have a cup of coffee and load up the car and then move to Beverly Hills, that is. No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, and there's Yardley, the big male of the system. Yeah, he is the alpha male. Looks like he's got a limp going, so maybe his front foot got stuck in some other cat's mouth. So, haven't done anything for a little while on the cacao. Our first recipe was kind of not so good. So we're going to wait till we come back after some time in the city, go pick up some molds in the city for chocolate and try it again. All right, so stay off the road as we're heading into town and back to you in the studio.
They are cackalacka, or not a cackalacka. Your bird can sing. That's from the Beatles. Breakfast Showtime. Big thanks to Ingrid, of course, for today's Everyday Story of Country Focus. Also, they make their way into town. Time-wise, it's making our way to 26 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, we're with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. It is that part of the week which we try to avoid. But you're not going to believe it. I had to get the guy in Uber to get here today.
I asked for a personal driver, and you said no. And I had
We don't have limousines here, you know.
I was expecting a Lincoln car at least.
So when you went to Miami,
yes,
and you went for your audition, they sent a car for you?
They did, actually.
They did. They think you're important.
They think I'm a big deal.
They haven't spoken to you since, have they?
No. I'm going to send you, during the show, I'm going to send you some pictures of some of the sketches. They are
already, really?
Yeah. There's some pictures of like on-set stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Did you do any recording? You've got a recording of it?
No, they haven't shown me anything.
I
haven't seen it. I've just seen pictures. I've just seen behind-the-scenes pictures.
It was that bad, wasn't it?
I hope not.
I mean, have they made any contact with you saying, hey, don't worry, we're still looking
100%,
at it?
100%.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Supposedly they're finishing by July.
And next year?
Hopefully not.
I mean, I hope it works out. It'd be fun. Then you can be important.
I think it would be funny if this would be my big break because I have no expectations whatsoever. I've had in my life
I'm not surprised.
Higher expectations for other projects. And none of them, like, really panned out as my big break. Mm-hmm. And it would be funny if this were it, had to be honest.
I mean, you had an opportunity, actually, with Bearclaw, but that went to hell.
I never considered that one my big break.
Was mine.
Fair enough. I loved it, though. That was a great experience. And I got to meet you.
You did. That's true. And it was a great,
what, 15 years ago at this point?
Something like that.
It's been a while, man.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah. Must be easily, yeah.
Yeah, man, we've aged beautifully though.
Like, well, like yes, fine wine. This is true. That's why I love radio. Yeah,
I know.
you can't deny it. So how's your week been?
It's been tiresome. I've had some car trouble, which has been a little bit of a pain.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has had car trouble, so both cars are in the shops right now.
Oh, right, okay.
Does not make it easy. My girls are growing up,
mm-hmm.
and one is 5, and she's 5-year-olds are hard to deal with, man. And she's closer to 6, so she starts getting, they obviously start getting like a mind of their own. They start lying a little bit, fibbing mm-hmm. for stuff. So you got to be much more aware.
Did they get that from you?
Probably. I'm a quick liar. But yeah, it, and at the same time, we have a 1-year-old that is learning how to walk, so she's...
And is being taught how to lie by the other one.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yes. She will be quite the liar.
Once they both get to a certain age...
Oh, man, it's going to be so hard.
You're in trouble, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be so hard.
love it.
But we went to... I took my 5-year-old to the movies to watch this movie I'm reviewing today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting, because during the movie, she had like a mental breakdown, because she left the toy she had with her
mm-hmm.
in the stroller with her mom outside the movie theater.
No.
This was in the middle of the movie.
Right.
And she starts going like, call mom and tell her to bring it. I'm like, we're in the middle of the movie. She cannot come in here. You need to chill out, breathe, and watch the movie, and we'll be with your toy shortly after the film.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, I gotta have it. Like, dude, relax. Settle down and watch the movie.
Is that the movie? The dolly that looks like Daddy with pins in it.
No. She has this new thing that she likes to leave the house with a toy, whatever
mm-hmm.
toy it
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't really play with it. She just has it in her like little girl bag, mm-hmm. and she travels around with it.
Well, we all need that kind of thing. I have Yasmin.
I guess so, but it's. No. Yeah. It's frustrating because also the mom gets super upset whenever she loses this little toy she...
Mm. Yes, do you have a favorite toy? Yes.
No.
What?
No, I don't think so. No.
Her phone.
A phone? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely. I think that's all our favorite toys.
Yeah, you know, at this point, yeah, everybody...
Yes, we've all got phones.
Everybody's like... Yeah. The phone... I it's funny because I'm going away on a trip, hopefully in September.
Oh, for a long time?
A week.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if I should take my computer. I was like... Maybe I can handle any work emergency from the phone. I'm trying to figure that out.
Do you have a tablet?
No, I don't.
Because that's what I find. When I travel, I have a tablet. And I can do everything on there. Because it's got that bit bigger screen. You can use a mouse with it if you want or whatever. So
I think it's easy. Like, to take the computer. It's no problem. But I'm trying to disconnect as much as possible from work. And I think that's a big step, leaving the computer.
I was out with friends last night, and one of them said, apparently there's an app that will shut your phone off for you and won't let you use it for so long.
I know there is an app that you can limit how much you use, like, certain apps. Like, I have this amount of time I can use Instagram a day or stuff, and, mm-hmm. and the phone will... It won't shut it off, but it will alert you, like, you've... reach the limit of what you're supposed to use the phone today.
If you press another key, you will electrocute it.
I am hoping, I've said this for a while now, I'm hoping people start enjoying being without phones or being so connected all the time.
You're a 5-year-old. Has she got a phone?
No.
What age would you give
she
her
wants
a phone?
It.
Of course she wants it.
Yeah. this is a great question. I got a phone, obviously, when I was like 18 years old.
Right.
I didn't have a phone before.
And
that
had a long cable, didn't it?
And it had, and it was literally just a phone. It was just a phone. It did not do anything else. And I wonder, I've heard a lot of people do this nowadays. When their teenager starts asking for a phone, they're like, you want a phone? Fine. Here's a phone that is just a phone. They give them like an old phone that just can make phone calls. Like, because the teenager argument is, oh, what if I'm out and you need to reach me? Like, there you go, fine. Here's a Nokia from 1999 that can just make calls. Enjoy that. And I'm leaning towards that because I've seen how she is whenever, for example, she goes to a friend's house and she has a tablet, and how, like, when she's leaving, she's like, oh, man, we played on the tablet so long. It was so exciting. Like, she gets a little sucked into the tablet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've heard the argument also that maybe that's because she doesn't have a tablet, so she's... gets so excited when she has one that it can be worse. and that's when addiction can happen. I don't know.
I mean, friends of ours up in Miami, they were a few kids.
Yeah.
And but they said, well, you know, you can use it for an hour a day, or this time, after you've done your homework, you can go in and whatever.
I think that's the move.
And they don't let them use it any other than that, and at the weekends, they can use it for
a little longer, yeah. I think that's the move, but we're going to have to be super... That's the thing. And with my daughter is, if you give in once, you're dead. It's complicated.
Oh, no, no. Once
you can't give in.
It's a downward spiral from there on.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, she, like, went into my room, like, at 4 in the morning and slept with us. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, like, move her back to her bed. And my wife was like, just let her. And I'm like, oh, that's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, she has never done that, and it was rare for her to do that, but... And she did not do that the next day or the mm-hmm. day before that, mm-hmm. so maybe it was just one thing. But I'm afraid of her when that happens, because I know her, and she will be like, oh, you gave me an inch. I'm taking the whole arm, my friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. Parenting.
This is a movie.
It's easy.
This is a movie, by the way, I hadn't heard of. Elemental?
Mm. Elemental. It's a Pixar film. Are you a fan of Pixar films?
I am. I'm sure you think they're very, very good. Their animations are excellent.
I think the animation is beautiful. I think the thing about Pixar is... They don't just make animated movies. They make, like, thought-provoking allegories of life through animation. I think that's Pixar. The thing is, I think it's taken a little bit of a turn because people are like, you know what? I'm tired of getting preached by Pixar with funny cartoons in a way. Like, because every movie has, like, a deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm really into it. But the movie did not do well. And Pixar movies... That is two in a row that have done lower than expectations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are blaming the fact that during the pandemic, three Pixar movies premiered on Disney Plus. So what people are doing now is like, hey, I'll wait a month for it to be on Disney Plus and I'll not go to theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But that's hurting, obviously, the studio because they're not paying for those movies.
Do you think they can make an animation that interesting that it's worth going to the movies as opposed to...
Oh, 100%. 100%. Especially, like, the animation in this movie is beautiful. And when you see these, like, it's the same thing as special effects movies. If you're going to go see a medium in the big screen, made for the big screen, there's a reason why it's made for the big screen. Like, the animation in the movie theater is much more palpable than on your TV screen. 100%.
Well, it's funny, because I would argue that point, because I find when I go to the movies that the screen is nowhere near as clear or as bright as I get it on my TV.
I guess you can make the argument with 4K and stuff like that, because theaters are not 4K, most of them.
But don't you think they should catch up with the times?
I gotta be honest, I'm not a huge... I don't partake in 4K, I think it's unnecessary. It's been proven that the eye cannot see that specific... You don't. The human eye does not need that kind of resolution.
But it doesn't. I can tell the difference.
To the point that sometimes it looks fake. It's funny, because I've seen movies that are super in 4K, and you can see, like...
Everything.
Every detail. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see the strings, using a metaphor. You can see the strings on the puppet. Like, it's not the point. It's not the point of the movie. So, I'm not against movies just being 1080 HD. Fine. I'm fine with that. I don't need 4K, honestly. My take.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right, then.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. So, Elemental. So, tell me.
Elemental, here we go. Directed by Peter Son, starring Lea Lewis and Mamadou Atti. I don't know how I can pronounce that one, but this is one of those actors that has a couple of movies. One of them is, I think a couple of them are on Netflix. They're really good, but nobody has really listened to them or seen them. So check him out.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
on Netflix. Look for the actor. You will find his movies because they are from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Really great. Plot. Give us the plot, Jerry.
Okay. The film journeys alongside an unlikely pair, Ember and Wade, in a city where fire, water, land, and air residents live together. The fiery young woman and the go-with-the-flow guy are about to discover something elemental. How much they actually have in common.
There you go. Let's start with the positive.
Where does this word flow comes into everything?
It's about
adverts
flow.
On here. It's a flow.
It's about vibes, man.
So it's a flow.
Everything now is vibes and flow.
No, flow.
Vibes and flow, my friend. Anyways, positives.
Rivers do that.
I know. Mm. Do you like rivers? Are you a river guy?
They flow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You go
to the sea.
You go water rafting. Hold on.
No, don't do it. It's too dangerous.
Fair enough.
Stay in bed.
Animation is unbelievable, Jerry. Start with positives. Certain elements look real. I was fixated by this. Some of the elements...
Fixated.
Fixated, yes.
Oh, so I just said fixated.
No, no, fixated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do puns.
You don't do jokes.
I don't do puns.
No, I noticed.
Anyways. It's amazing when you see surfaces and objects, they look like... When you see rocks in this movie, they look like... And you wonder to yourself, did they use, like, a mixture of animation and live action? Because it looks fantastic. Water, specifically water, which is a very difficult surface to animate, especially computer animate, without looking fake. The way they do water flowing here from a river.
We go back to flowing.
Yeah, I like the word. That and moist. But whenever you see water, it looks like they're actually using, like, actual water, and this was not animated. Mm-hmm. It was very, very unbelievable to watch. Next positive, good allegory for immigrants arriving in a new country. This movie is all about the immigrant life.
Mm-hmm.
People showing up, obviously this movie is based in the States, people showing up in the States from other countries and having to adjust in the country, needing learning or not learning how to adjust to their lifestyle, to their customs, etc., etc. It's really, really well done in that way. Amazing chemistry between the leads. It's more romantic than many modern rom-coms. I was impressed by this. This is just great writing. I have reviewed many rom-coms in this show, especially lately, and they're all, I always say, like, they didn't earn the affection. They didn't earn the emotion between the characters. I didn't buy it. And in this movie, you completely buy it. You completely buy the romantic plot of this movie.
Isn't it because you're not dealing with people?
No, it's because of the writing. It's all about building the relationship, beginning from zero to, okay, you gotta earn the right for the audience to buy the fact that these people are falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's pivotal in a romantic comedy. And are you hearing like a backdrop or something? What is that? Like a background noise? No? I feel like I'm hearing a background noise.
Music?
No, it's not.
No?
Like a echoey. No?
Ooh, have you sort of seen the doctor lately? Or?
Is Jasmine's mic on? I think it's Jasmine's mic.
Oh, yes, it is.
There you go. That's it. I was like, what is
that's
that?
That's one I only work at. I don't know. Is it gone now?
There you go. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
There you go.
We got rid of it. He's happy now, yes?
No, it's just like, this is weird.
Okay. No need to make excuses.
But anyway, yeah, talking about the writing of the romantic parts. Yeah, it's really beautiful how they build the relationship to the point at the end that you buy the fact that they want to be together. That's the most important part in any romantic film, and they do this well in animation. And I'm like, oh man, why can't people do this in movies? And I wonder is maybe the actors don't have chemistry and it's complicated. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Packed with smart physiology rules to the world with element creatures. This is obviously super important when you're building a brand new world with fire, water, air, and earth. You gotta have rules for how these people interact, for how their bodies should work, for what can they do, what can they not.
Mm-hmm.
And Pixar is really good with these kind of specifics, and they do it super well again. Great original song. I think you'll really enjoy it. Steal the Show by Love. I've never heard of this performer, but it's really good vibes. It's nice R&B. It has a good romantic feel. I enjoyed it very much. And the last one, fun up short before the film. You know, Pixar does this whole thing, or Disney movies, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They do a little short film before the actual feature film. And this one was from the movie Up. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I related to the old boy.
Well, it's a little sequel on his story and the dog and the talking dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
really nice.
That's pretty cool.
I really enjoyed it.
You
want to continue with negatives, or you want to take a piece of music?
Let's take a little break, because I've got a couple of messages here. This comes from Renee over there in Athens, in Greece. It's good morning and a happy Wednesday. Off to, she's on, her daughters are there.
Okay.
Okay, so today they're doing the scene. Says, good luck with the girls, Andreas.
Thank you.
We've got a 22 and a 23-year-old, and they've been here together 3 days now. Sister bickering in full force.
There you go.
You're never going to get away from this.
I got to be honest, it does, at least with me and my siblings, when you're adults, it's really awesome to have siblings, I got to say. Like, because the bickering, obviously, is less, in my opinion, at least in my relationship with my sisters. But the sibling part never goes away, that bond. And whenever I'm having a bad day, whenever they are having a bad day, having a phone call with them really helps out. It's really, like, mm-hmm. for everybody who out there who is an only child, I'm sorry. You are an only child, obviously.
Yes.
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 Now you can tell.
You can go now.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I feel depressed.
You can, my friend. You can. But thank you, Renee, for the nice message.
I'll call you every day.
Yeah.
And also, before we go back to that, I do have a request. Mary Lou, she drops a little line and says, a happy Wednesday to everybody. And you asked if we could play Let's Live For Today from the Grassroots.
Seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
As long as I'm with you, we'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can. 2, 3, 4
Sha la 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 la, live for today. Sha la 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 la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow. Inside of me, I got to feel you deep inside of me. Baby, please come close to me. I got to have you now, please, 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 please. Give me some loving, give me some loving, give me some loving, give me some loving. Baby, give me some loving, give me some loving.
This was called Live for Today. It comes from Grassroots and a request there for Mary Lou. By the way, don't forget, okay, this coming Saturday, don't miss the opportunity to enjoy live music, surprises, and a wide variety of American dishes. This is at the Savoy USA Independence Day Festival. And also the event is pet friendly, so you can take your pets with you. And they'll be waiting for you from 3 p.m. This is at Canal House in Amador. United in Flavors, so yeah, do pop along. I'll be popping along to that on Saturday afternoon. Good lady asked me if we were going. I said, yeah, why not? Let's go and have fun.
There you go. You never do.
What?
Have fun.
No, not really.
Yeah, I know.
Especially on Wednesdays. right.
Negatives, elemental.
Yes, let's look at negative. I mean, I'm sorry, just two.
Just two, because it's a really good movie. I think Jasmine has seen this movie, no?
Hang on, let me put it
Elemental.
On because you told me to turn it down.
So. Oh, she hasn't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Is this something you're going to see at the movies?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Are you a Pixar fan, Jasmine?
Yeah, but it's like, it feels like the same, the other one.
As Inside Out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think people have compared it to that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same at all.
Mm.
No. Mm. Similar sort of animation, an allegory of human behavior. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's like a movie for TV, I guess.
Oh.
Not to go to the movies.
Shots fired at Pixar.
Yep. Yeah, big, that's twice, because I said the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No movie theater guys here.
No.
I am.
Well, we noticed.
Pixar, can I get some tickets?
If you weren't, you wouldn't be here, would you?
I know, right? That'd be awkward.
Perhaps you should be a TV guy.
I'm the TV guy.
Anyway, let's look at these two negatives.
There we go, negatives. First, they angle a subplot as a mystery, but it never really is uncovered. It's funny, and I think I can spoil this because it's not much of a spoiler. One of the problems in the movie is that there is water leaking into the fire neighborhood, and it's causing, obviously, issues. Because fire and water don't mix.
Mm-hmm.
And they frame it in a way like, oh, something mysterious is happening. Why is this door have a hole and why is water leaking? And it gets resolved as the whole part of it, but it doesn't get resolved what happened, which is weird.
This is obviously for a follow-up movie.
I don't think so.
I definitely, because I think if the water is leaking into the fire thing, you're going to have a superhero called Extinguish.
Ouch. That hurt. My funny bone. but it was weird because it's not a big part of the movie. It doesn't ruin the movie at all. But it is framed that way. Like in fact, the how they meet is because Wade is looking for the leak looking the reason for the leak and stuff. So it's kind of weird because it's framed that way. Mm-hmm. But it never really gets resolved. They fix it. They fix the hole. But it's like, now what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. The next one, the heavy crying by water people gets a little bit old for a bit. The water people are extremely emotional, are extremely in touch with their feelings, so they cry over everything. At some point, they have a game, which is the cry game, which is how long can you go without crying between two people, like a stare contest, but with crying. And again, the joke gets a little bit old.
Okay.
It gets repetitive. That's actually the same. Did you pick up that piece of from the movie? Because it sounds very
similar. Just like it.
Similar, yeah.
No, that was me. Just before you arrived.
Yeah. Because you thought I was not going to make it? That's so nice.
No, I know you're going to make it. Okay. I offered to pay for your Uber.
Super. He did it. Needed it. Anyways, final comments on this movie. Here we go.
Hmm.
No film studio is better at taking a deep-rooted issue and visually building an entertaining story around it. Pixar is a master of the animation genre, but also its storytelling. Elemental is no different. It's fun, romantic, emotional, and has something to say about our world and the human experience. Kids will also enjoy the animation.
Hmm.
That's the thing with Pixar. Pixar makes movies for adults folded into animation for kids. But the themes of every Pixar film are very adult. Mm-hmm. Every single one, mm-hmm. from Incredibles mm-hmm. to Toy Story to Inside Out specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, these are very adulting movies. Which, in fact, I show my kid, my little girl this movie. And she saw it and she maybe enjoyed it. I'm sure she had no idea what was going on, like, thematically on the film.
She sees it when on she a sees different it, level. She's still innocent, remember.
Exactly. When she sees it at 20, 25, she'll be like, oh my god, this movie is incredibly deep. Inside Out, Jasmine mentioned Inside Out. Inside Out is a movie that would have an adult, especially a parent, in tears because of how it's built.
Mm-hmm.
A kid that has no idea what's going on there because there's so many rules. It's so intricate, but that's the beauty of Pixar. They make adult movies folded around animation.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable to watch. And I think, by the way, I think that's making a bit of a dent in the box office because kids... You had no idea how many people were coming in and out of that theater where I was. Like, at least, I am not kidding, at least 30 kids were coming in and out from bathroom breaks, from going to get food. And that is because it is so intricate and so, like, the themes are so complicated, kids are not connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same as Sonic the Hedgehog, which is just a fast hedgehog just running. Hey, this is fun. This is a movie that is literally talking about immigration and a father talking about how deeply hurt he was when his father did not give him the custom salute after he gave it to him. Like, stuff like that. Your kid goes over his head completely.
Is this another reason for not going to the movies?
Why, so many kids?
Yes.
Fair. Interestingly enough, I saw a raunchy comedy yesterday at the movie theaters called No Hard Feelings. It's not in the notes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great community experience because people were laughing, people were commenting. It's a funny film. Sadly, most of the jokes are in the trailer, which is never a good sign. But it's funny. Me and my wife enjoyed it. We had some laughs.
And Renee says, Inside Out is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. So, talking about, because I was mentioning to you when you came in, I mean, I started watching a new series.
Yeah.
On Netflix, which I, when it started, I wasn't sure that I was going to keep on with it, but then it sort of developed and I stuck with it and I've really enjoyed it. In fact, I was a bit peed off yesterday because I had to go out and I couldn't watch an episode yesterday, but I'm going to watch one later on today.
Are they long episodes? Like hour episodes?
An hour episode. Okay. Yeah. 18.99.
Yeah, I when you told me, I had never heard about this.
Did you just flash me?
Yeah, this the phone flashes.
Thank you.
but yeah, I've never heard of this. I had to go in and find out what it was, mm-hmm. and it's, mm-hmm. it's a show about the same creator of Dark,
mm-hmm.
the popular horror show from Netflix, mm-hmm. from like 5 mm-hmm. years ago. But yeah, it looks fantastic.
I got into it. There's another one that's come out as well. Which I haven't watched it. Let me see if I can just tell you the name of it, but it looks like it might be the next one on my...
On your list?
On my list. It is... It keeps coming up, and then when I want to see what it is, it doesn't. New releases... Sleeping Dog, I think, is the one.
Sleeping Dog?
Hmm. Hmm.
Is it about a dog sleeping? That seems not interesting.
Don't be silly. Let me just see if it's...
By the way, for everybody out there, I recommend... This is not for Jerry, because Jerry will not enjoy the show, but people out there might. The Bear. If you get a chance to watch The Bear, mm-hmm. I think it's on Star Plus, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it people sort of out in the jungle naked?
It's about a chef.
About and he's naked.
Why do you want to see bears naked? I don't get it.
No, he's bear. It's called Bear. I assume somebody's...
No, the bear, like the animal.
Oh, right.
The restaurant is called The Bear.
And he's the chef.
He is the head chef, yeah.
Do they eat bears? Or?
You gotta walk away from the bear, bro. Walk away from the bear. Nothing to do with the bear.
Nothing to do with... No. What's it called?
The Bear.
Right, but I've got to ignore that.
You gotta ignore the animal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm just saying, everybody out there, watch it. It season 2 premiered recently. Season 1 I saw in maybe a weekend because they're short, 30-minute episodes. It is one of the best shows on TV. You can watch it on Star Plus if you have Disney Plus.
I mean, is it about cooking or is it?
It's about a chef from a Michelin star restaurant that his brother dies, and he goes back home to take care of the sandwich shop his brother left, and he wants to build up the sandwich shop.
That sounds...
While getting over his brother's death.
Uh-huh. Well, that storyline is sort of not old, is it?
It's not old. It's not old, but it's well done, and I've heard interviews from chefs that said it's probably the most accurate portrayal of a kitchen working staff, which is interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I always wonder how on earth they do it.
For example, I didn't know this, that during a day, there's one of the chefs in charge, their only job that day is cooking for the staff. It's cooking the staff meal.
Really?
Yeah, for example.
Yeah, so
like you're in charge of the staff.
Make sure they don't get the good stuff.
I don't know. No, they got to do a menu for the staff. They got to do whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's
part of the training or something.
I don't know. It's part of the gig.
Oh,
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. It's a really good show. Again, 30-minute episodes. The first season ends fantastically. And season 2 just started, and it's getting rave reviews. So I recommend it.
And it's on where?
On Star Plus.
Okay, well, I won't be watching that then.
You just canceled that, didn't you?
I didn't have it.
You had Disney Plus. No, it's the one that comes with Disney Plus.
Oh, yes. Well, no. I canceled it. I'm not going to pay a subscription to something that I'm only going to watch when they bring a new thing out because there's nothing else really worth watching.
Interestingly enough, I've learned that, I signed up on Disney Plus in the States, so I get that Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that sign up on Disney Plus here in Panama... They get the Latin American version that has Star Plus, which has a lot of more content than the Disney Plus I have, which is interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because all of the stuff that's on Hulu in the States
is
mostly on Star Plus. And they have also, basketball games. They have a lot of sports. It's really worth it. I think Disney Plus is maybe more worth it in Latin America than the States right now.
You see, there's something Netflix... I mean, for instance, there's one thing I am tempted to re-sign up to, because it's you can get it through Amazon Prime, BritBox, all British.
But you,
TV.
I thought you already signed up. For
I did, and then I thought twice about it because I wasn't watching it enough, and but I might go back to it because they've got things like the Antiques Roadshow and all these things, and also because you can use a VPN thingy.
Yeah,
and I can watch BBC iPlayer, which is also quite.
That's
good.
That's the beauty of that. I know you criticize, with rightly so, by the way, the amount of streaming services we have nowadays. One of the pros of all this is you can go back and forth. There's no penalties for like early cancellation or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can sign up.
Oh yeah.
So that's one of the pluses on that. I think that's. For example, I canceled Hulu. I had Hulu for the longest time, and it got to that point like I don't watch Hulu anymore, and I canceled it, and I haven't gone back. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's, mm-hmm.
But
you see, what I find is I don't watch much TV. I mean, if I sit down and watch
You're a Netflix watcher, though. I think you're a Netflix user.
Yeah, no, if I watch it, normally Netflix. More so Netflix than Amazon Prime.
I thought, I think you switched. Before, you were mostly Prime, and then you went to Netflix, and you didn't look back.
No, not really. No, I don't think so. I think I was Netflix before Prime.
Well, I don't know. Interestingly enough, we're gonna get a weird end of the year. Because the writer strike keeps going on, and while this is happening, nobody's writing new shows, and we're gonna get a lot of reality TV.
Are you on strike then?
I am not part of the Writers Guild of America.
Oh, so you're not like, you're not there yet.
Yeah. Hey, if hopefully I'm. It's pros and cons with that as well. Like the moment you get a minimum and you get like royalty stuff, it gets interesting.
Don't forget to share.
You gotta share that profit.
You gotta
share that profit.
Mm.
And by the way, that streaming services are the reason they're on strike, because they're not getting royalties because streaming services are the metrics on that is not public.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if their show is a hit or how much of a hit it is, because back in when there were a network, they had the Nielsen ratings, which they knew how many people watched that show, and they could have that as a bargaining chip. Like, okay, I need to pay more money because of my writing. This is a huge hit. They don't have that anymore. And they're complaining like.
But if it's not a Netflix own movie or series, they must pay royalties.
No, because when they write for Disney Plus, it's the same thing. They don't see metrics on that. When they write for Prime.
No, but what I'm saying is, I mean, we have a system here, even in Panama. When you play music, you have to have a license to play other people's music.
Well, because the thing is, remember when a writer, what Netflix is doing, when most streamers are, they're paying a premium at the beginning, up front, like, this is the money for writing the show, but the show is mine.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
In the old model, it was the same thing. We're paying you, the show's mine, but you're getting a back-end pay for the success of the show.
Depends what your contract. You pay, if you're not going to pay them a royalty, then you would pay them probably so.
More upfront.
Yeah.
The problem is when they make real money.
Yeah, but that's tough. That's what you go in for. You don't. You know, they're paying you to write them a script, and you wrote it and you paid for it. That's all you need to know. If it's good, then they give you another one.
No, but it's fair if you have an option. They don't give you an option right now. They're asking for an option. If I don't want to get the premium paid, I want to be paid by success.
No, but then you see,
have that
Netflix is taking the risk that they're going to, or whoever, that they're going to write a good movie. If they don't write a good movie, then they've missed out.
By the way, that's also something they're complaining. Because you're paying up front, and it doesn't matter how good or successful the movie is, the writer or the creative team, just not writer or actor, everybody, makes a less of an effort, or maybe it could happen that, hey, man, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to receive anything for the success of this, so my effort does not need to be as high.
So anyway, now then there's a good opportunity for people that do not belong to the union or whatever to start writing movies.
Well, I'm on it right now.
Okay, well, good luck.
Hopefully we will be in production by early next year.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Hey, no, really, I hope it works out. All right, well, look, you've got past the time.
We got interesting the conversation.
Did it?
I love to discuss the entertainment business.
We don't normally do interesting stuff.
Especially because me and Jerry never have the same...
Excuse me, are you still here?
Yeah. I'm going to keep talking while you... Zoom me out.
Okay, let's catch up with the news.
Take care, brother.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. And there we go. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 15 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. And don't forget, if you are looking for a fun night out, don't forget to you can enjoy Gossip Nights. This is at Smoking Brothers. Take along your friends for that barbecue taste and flow. This is Tumba Muerto, City Plaza Dorado, and make the most of their 2-for-1 sangrias and gins, all right? Check them out. Instagram at Smoking Bros Panama, all right? Yes, hop along. Enjoy. Have a little bit of fun. Bit of gossip. Can't beat a bit of gossip, can you? This is Stone Temple Pilots. Bring us in musically in this hour. And it's called Creep.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
She'll never know what's eating me alive. A hungry demigod that will not be denied. I am foundering on the absence of desire meant for me. Laid bare imagination.
Great track from Duran Duran. It's simply called Wing. Doesn't really get enough play, that one. It came off of their album, which was called Future Past. And that was the 15th studio album, believe it or not, by Duran Duran. That was 22nd of October 2001 when it was released. The band's first album to be released through BMG. And their first since 2015's Paper Gods, 6 years prior to that. The album, co-produced by the band alongside Mark Ronson, Giorgio Moroder and Errol Alkan, also features a guest appearance by Love Low, Ivorian Doll, Japanese Ban Chai and Mike Garson. Blues Graham Coxon is the guitarist, by the way, on the album. So the track was called Wing and it came from Duran Duran. Between a rock and a hard place, which is called Rock and a Hard Place. Just to understand, you know the playing, don't you? It is the Rolling Stones.
Can't you see?
great, isn't it? Rolling Stones there, and Rock and a Hard Place. Let's take a look and just take a little bit of a rummage around the news, see if there's anything exciting to tell you about. I'll tell you what, let's have a look at, don't see it there, the world of entertainment. Let's go to the home page and see what's happening over there in the United Kingdom. And the exciting man pleads not guilty to New York subway chokehold death. Martin Course Police King of Teen Unforgivable. This is a story which is coming out. This is to do with a traffic stop in Paris. I mentioned this on the news earlier on today. A shooting of a 17-year-old who failed to obey traffic police in the Paris region. That's not really a reason to shoot and kill somebody. Orcas, apparently, orca whales have a dangerous new hobby. So there's a group, a group of Iberian orcas have a risky new hobby, chasing sailboats and breaking their rudders. Now scientists are finding out what's really behind the fad. In the summer of 2022, says Andrea Fantini, and his their crew, their crewmates were sailing towards Tangier on the Moroccan coast at the start of a global regatta, the Glow 40 race, when one of them suddenly shouted, "Orca, orca!" Fantini saw a tail in the distance and then a huge orca rushing straight towards him. He saw the first orca coming, and then the second, then the third, and then we were surrounded by orcas, he recalls. There were seven orcas in all around us, and they started to attack the rudder. It was super weird and a bit scary. Orcas are commonly known as killer whales, but are in actual fact part of the dolphin family and have never been known to be aggressive towards humans in the wild. Since 2020, however, the strange new behaviour of a group of them living in the waters around the Iberian Peninsula in southwestern Europe have been baffling sailors, scientists, and now a global audience. The cetaceans appear to have invented a risky new game. It involves chasing sailboats and pushing the rudders, breaking them in the process. Last week, it was widely reported that an orca had rammed the boat in the North Sea. A few days ago, an orca pod attacked racing boats near the Strait of Gibraltar. And scientists prefer to call these clashes interactions, since the orca's intention may be playful rather than hostile. Have a bit more about that later. There you are. Nature is perhaps fighting back in a number of ways at the moment. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 24 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Town. There we go. That's the McCoys. That was called Hang On Sloopy here on this morning's breakfast show. This, by the way, is... This is the Beatles. Beatles begins with a B. It's the Bee Gees. And Run to Me.
If ever you got rain in your heart, someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I invite to open up your eyes to love me and let it be like they said it would be? Me loving you, girl, and you loving me. Am I invite to open up your eyes to love me? Open up your eyes to love. And when you've got nothing to lose, nothing to pay for, nothing to choose. Am I unwise to open up your eyes?
All the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
was one going back in time. Yes, some great soul music there. Instrumental is the Marquees and Last Night. That was released back in 1961 and it appeared on Last Night, the first LP that was released by the Stax record label. The label of the single gives writing credit simply to Marquees, and it was registered with BMI as having been written by Charles Axton, Floyd Newman, Gilbert C. Capel, Jerry Lee Smith, and Chips Moorman. Song? It's what they call a 12-bar blues form with brief stops where Floyd Newman, you heard him there, intones Last Night before his saxophone solo, which is followed by him exclaiming, "Oh yeah," before the last three choruses. According to Steve Cropper in an interview with Paul Nassari of the Sunday Mail newspaper in Adelaide in Australia, Jerry Lee Smoochy Smith came up with the piano riff that was played on organ. And since the producer, Chips Moorman, didn't want a guitar on it for whatever reason, I wound up playing the hold down on the organ on the roots note. It hurts me in the Marquees history when people say I wasn't in the Marquees because there's no guitar on Last Night, but I have to differ with them. So yeah, a little bit of a story to that one. This is Bruce Hornsby. A little bit of mandolin rain. listen to the mandolin rain there. That's Bruce Hornsby. Let me just remind you, on Saturday, go and have a little bit of fun. Celebrate the independence of the United States with the best American gastronomy. This is at the Savoy USA Independence Day Festival. Enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and entertainment for the whole family. This is at the Canal House, all right? United in Flavors starts at 6 p.m., goes on till 8 p.m. Take your pet as well. All right, enjoy. I should be hanging around, definitely. Take us towards the end of this morning's program. This is the Blow Monkeys. It doesn't have to be this way. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thanks go out this morning to, of course, Andreas, who was with us in the 8 o'clock hour today. looking at the movies for us. So big thanks to Andreas Clementi, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk, and of course Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, and everything else, social media, bookings, you name it, it's all done over there in the corner. Me, I take up more room, but I play a lot of music. Big thanks also goes out to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there at Windsor in the United Kingdom. Thanks to Neil. And also, of course, a big thanks to the boys and girls of Group of Grotto, who keep us up and running in the mornings. They turn us on at 7, and in a couple of seconds' time, probably be turning us off now as well. So that's it. That's it for today. My big thanks, of course, go to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being part of The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. All right. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Thursday as we make our way through this last week of the month of June. So, I'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow and right through till 10 o'clock. I want you to enjoy yourselves today. And just remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. For more information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.